Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 4th edition. Got a four-game early, four-game main slate to break down, so this should be nice, quick, and simple, but we had some nice pitching, so I wanted to talk it up for you. May have some fun with this. Let's get into it real quick. First off, check out thequantedge.com. They are jumping into the baseball world. They crush football. They crush basketball. They're crushing their betting tools. Now they're hitting up the baseball market. They got a group of great writers. A lot of guys, and then they threw me in there to top it off, doing the batter breakdown every once in a while, probably almost every day of the week. And then the best part about the Quant Edge to me are the tools they have. They have a great lineup optimizer that keeps getting tweaked every day to get better and better and better. They have a betting tool for baseball. They have weather tools. They have X-Stats tools. They have so many awesome things, and they keep coming up with more and more coming down the pipeline here. So I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a help with your MLB DFS, you like to fork over a little bit of cash, check out thequantedge.com. And if you want a discount on the MLB season package, $25 off, use promo code Bubba. It's a great, great deal. It's well worth it. You'll make your money back and some. So thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba for $25 off to get all those great tools and more. If you just want to try out the Quant Edge, you can try all the sports. They got basketball playoffs coming up, got the betting tools, and some baseball. Try it for $19.99 a month for your first month by using promo code Bubba. So go check it out, thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba, $25 off the first month. $19.99 for your first month, either or, up to you. All right, let's get into this slate. And also, go check out Fantasy Sports Degens. The Slack chat's been popping off, going great. We had all the golf coverage this week with Jesse, Rob, Kevin, and Chet. Great stuff there. We had golf covered with Francisco. We had golf soccer covered with Francisco. And then all the betting stats each day. We've had hockey, basketball, baseball, soccer, our boy Proline Payouts. So a lot of great stuff going on over there at FantasySportsDegens.com, on Twitter at FantasyDegens. All right, now to the slate. Again, four-game early, four-game late. Here are your totals. Royals-Tigers, total of 8. Nats-Mets, 6.5. Yankees-Orioles, 8. Red Sox-A's, 8.5. Blue Jays-Indians, 7. Reds, Pirates, 8. Cubs, Braves, 8.5. Rangers, Angels, 8.5. So a lot of 8.5s are 3 8.5s out there. Some 8s, and then some pitching duels we get to look at as well. We're going to look at the weather in the early slate. Kansas City and Detroit, very, very cold in that matchup. And then when you get to the late slate, Toronto, Cleveland, very, very cold. Wind blowing in from right field about 12 miles an hour. Then Cubs at the Braves, blowing in from center field at about 11 miles an hour. All right, early slate action, four-game slate. We got some good pitching to look at. You got James Paxton at the Baltimore Orioles. He's the highest-priced guy at 10-9. Phenomenal matchup. We know how bad the Baltimore Orioles are and how good Paxton can be. The Orioles struck out last year about 24% of the time versus lefties. Paxton's a -180 road favorite in this matchup. He has a 32% K rate last year, 40% ground ball rate. Orioles team total 3.35, second lowest on this slate. Last season, 288 wOBA, 131 ISO versus left-handed pitching, and there you are, much, much worse. No Machado, who part of those numbers were a part of before he got dealt. No Adam Jones anymore. Definite fallbacks there. So Paxton at 10-9 is the top option on this slate, and a really, really good one at that. Steven Strasburg, 10-3 at the New York Mets. The pitchers duel Washington and the Mets. Strasburg faces a Mets team who's getting sneaky better, but they still have some swing and miss in their game. You can pick this in a GPP, but if you're not going to Paxton, I like Strasburg quite a bit in this matchup. You look at the Mets, a 3.46 team total. Lots to like there. Yes, they made a lot of roster moves, so you can't really look at last year's numbers, but they were a 312 wOBA, 165 ISO average versus righties. And last season, lefties hit 309, righties 306 off Strasburg. If Strasburg's controls there, he's in for a really, really good game against the Metropolitans. Last but not least, up top here, you got Noah Syndergaard at 10-1 at home against those Nationals. Nationals team that has some sneaky goodness there, even though Trey Turner is gone. They don't strike out a ton last year, 20% K rate versus righties. You know, Syndergaard's got his phenomenal K rate, and almost a 50% ground ball rate that I think gets overlooked quite a bit. The Nats have the lowest total on the slate at 3.04. Last season, lefties hit 276, righties 260 off Thor. So it's an interesting matchup. I go Strasburg over Thor just because Strasburg seems to get, I just weird feeling with Strasburg over Thor. I take Paxton over all of them. Let's just put it that way. If you're going up top here in these top three over 10K, I go Paxton, Stras, and Thor in that order. I think Thor is your lowest owned and contrarian play there. Again, if you have the Quant Edge tools, you'll get the ownership in the optimizer. So you'll know all that cool stuff. $25 off the first month. Use promo code Bubba. But I'd go Strasburg over Syndergaard, but I go Paxton because that matchup versus Baltimore is as juicy as it gets. And we know, like we saw yesterday, juicy doesn't always work, ask Corey Kluber. But on paper, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal spot. All right, we drop down below 10K. We drop all the way down to $8,000. And you got a guy, Jacob Junis. We know he's a big-time home run guy, big-time fly ball guy. But he threw 5 2/3, 6 hits, 3 earned, 6 Ks against the White Sox in his first start. Now he goes to Detroit, a team that is not good. Not good at baseball. We saw the Toronto Blue Jays shut them down. They struck out 23% of the time versus righties last year. There's a lot of just ability to get some outs here by Junis. Tigers team total of 4. Last year, they had a 290 WOBA, 137 ISO, which is dreadful versus right-handed pitching. It's all about keeping the ball in the ballpark. And with as cold as it's going to be in Detroit, I think Junis at $8,000 makes for a very, very good play on this slate, a slate with not much great pitching outside of this. You can match Junis up with one of those 10K guys, get some cash lineups built, or even some GPPs. So that's the direction I would go on that one. Because after Junis, you got Eduardo Rodriguez at $7,600. I'm a big Eduardo fan. I think his stuff is great. We just got to see where he's at because these Red Sox starters are getting slow played. Like he went 4 1/3, 8 hits, 5 earned, 3 walks, had 5 Ks. He gets the strikeouts. Walks are always an issue with Erod. And you're facing an Oakland team with some nice pop. Oakland's going to have some nice bats in this matchup on getaway day. So Erod is in play in GPPs, but I'd probably go Junis over Erod in that matchup. Last but not least, if you want to totally punt it, you go Spencer Turnbull at $5,800 at home against Kansas City. Yeah, he's going to be a punt most weeks. He only had 11.1 DraftKings points last time, 5 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks. He's got decent K upside. He struck out over 25% in the minors last year. He's facing a Kansas City team, though, that we haven't seen strike out a lot. That's been the questioning part there with them. But as a punt, $5,800, cold, cold environment, low team totals, Turnbull is in play for you if you choose to go that route. So real quick to recap your pitching on this early slate, you got Paxton up top, then Stras and Thor. It's like 1A and 1B with those two. I go Stras over Thor, but that's just my personal opinion. Both really good plays. Thor probably the lowest owner of the three, so if you want to be contrarian. But I'd go straight to Paxton. I'd pair him up with Jacob Junis, and I would call it a day. But that's me. That might be the chalk. We shall see. Quick run through of the bats here. Catcher's position, Gary Sanchez versus Alex Cobb at $4,900 is outstanding. As we know, the catcher's position is pretty bad. So that's a very, very good look in that matchup. Christian Vasquez likely to get the start for Boston against the lefty Brett Anderson, $3,400. You can definitely exploit that one. Boston has a 4.3 team total. Lefty's 317, righty's 327 versus Brett Anderson last season. So a guy like Christian Vasquez, $3,400, does give you some salary relief and a nice option there. Other than that, it's going to be strictly a check your lineup type deal. Maybe Nick Hundley against Eduardo Rodriguez at $3,200. We know Nick Hundley can hit lefties very, very well. But getaway day, you might get some different catchers involved here, so go check that out. First base, like Luke Voit versus Alex Cobb. These Yankees are going to be so popular. 4.65 team total. Highest total on the entire day, not just the early slate. And Alex Cobb has some good reverse splits last year. Lefties 327, righties 352. Luke Voit hit 110 miles an hour yesterday. He was the king of the StatCast metrics last year. He continues to be that guy. $4,700 hitting by cleanup against Alex Cobb is Uso juicy. Problem is, if you want to get there, you're going to have to avoid the top price pitching. So if you want to go super weird in a GPP, if you want to pair up Junis and Turnbull from the same game, as cold as it's going to be with those two offenses, I don't hate it because you'll get all the bats in the world. We saw that a lot yesterday on those small slates. A lot of matched up guys. I know a guy that won one of the tournaments I was looking at. He matched up. What was it? Morton and Marquez. He matched them both up and then got all the bats in the world. So you can make it happen. All right, after Luke Voit, though, you know, Greg Bird's interesting. I just pay up 200 more for Voit, but that's just me. If you are fading Paxton, Trey Mancini at 4K is intriguing. First base outfield eligible. Again, Orioles, bad team total. But if you're going to attack Paxton, you attack him with righties if you attack him at all. When you slide on down, you could look at a Ryan Zimmerman if you want to be contrarian. I wouldn't go there. Renato Nunez, again, if you're fading Paxton, Renato Nunez in the middle of that Baltimore order at 38 comes into play. I don't hate Pete Alonso. He's been crushing lefties and righties. So if you're fading Strasburg and you want to be contrarian, Pete Alonso's 38 and worth a look for you. A couple others you can look at, like a Mark Canha against Rodriguez at 37. We know he hits lefties very, very well. And then Sam Travis, if he gets to start for Boston, he usually gets the platoon splits there versus a lefty. He's 3,400. And that's where there is some salary relief. Like you got Nick Hundley and Vasquez at catcher. You got guys like Sam Travis and Canha at first base. If you do pay up at pitching, there is salary relief. It's just I'm worried everyone's going to go to the same salary relief. Second base position, Whit Merrifield versus Turnbull at 46. Very, very good looking play there. Johnny VR, sneaky versus Paxton. But Robinson Cano, 41 versus Strasburg, I like quite a bit. I like Merrifield a lot on the slate if you're paying up. But after Cano, like Nico Goodrum hitting the middle of the order versus Junis. Goodrum's got a little bit of pop in that bad Junis home run ability. Again, super cold in that game, but you never know. But something to keep in mind when you're picking bats from that one. Chad Pender's only $3,500. He's second base outfield eligible. He should be a very, very popular play. As we know, he loves to crush his lefties. Really, really great spot there for swipe right himself, Chad Pender. Over to the third base position, you got Matty Chapman at 4,300 in a great spot there versus E-Rod. Anthony Rendon is on fire to start the year. We don't worry about splits with Anthony Rendon. He's so, so good. But 28, 19, 10, and 16, that's his four games to start the year. And a zero. The first game had a zero, but then 16, 10, 19, 28. Four straight games of 10 or more. He's been playing outstanding. I believe one of those was against Thor. He went 2-for-4, two runs, a double, an RBI. But he's just crushing baseball. Multiple hit games in four straight. 4,100 for Rendon. Sneaky, sneaky nice play in that matchup. Jaime Candelario for Detroit at $3,900. Basically, the Detroit, Kansas City, and Boston, Oakland game is going to give you a lot of really, really nice value on this slate if you don't want to target Strasburg or Thor. Farther down you go, if Jeff McNeil's day-to-day, if he's in the lineup, $3,700 is a nice little sneaky play there. Other than that, you'll have to kind of see what pops up for you. Shortstop, Adalberto Mondesi at 51 is outstanding. Great, great play. You can definitely run for days there in Detroit. Don't hate that at all. Xander Bogaerts is day-to-day. He did not play last night. If he's in the lineup at 46 versus Anderson, it is intriguing, so keep an eye on that one. Mehmed Rosario at 37, he's leading off. Marcus Semien loves him some lefties. He should be hitting towards the top of the order versus lefties. That's what we've seen to start the year. He's 3,600 versus E-Rod. Yeah, these A's are cheap, and they are darn, I don't know if sexy is the right word, but it's nice. They have a 4.2 team total. E-Rod did have reverse splits. Lefties 310, but righties 298. Still almost a 300 average, and the A's do smoke them some lefties, so that's really intriguing. Third highest total out of the eight on this day slate. Those A's Red Sox, the second and third highest total on the slate. Keep that in mind. After Semien, you can slide down and get some salary relief like a Wilmer Defoe at 34. It's not really nice at all, but it's there really, really cheap. Heading to the outfield, you're going to have some really nice options. Of course, Aaron Judge versus reverse splits. Alex Cobb is oh so nice at 5,500. But like Mookie Betts and JD Martinez, we know they're both super good. JD crushes lefties. They both do, but JD destroys lefties at 5,200. Oh my, oh my. Chris Davis, crushed Davis at 4,900. This is, yeah, I'm going to be building a Turnbull Junis lineup just to see what power bats I can get in. This is going to be so, so intriguing. A bat I really like today, even if you're not stacking the Nats, but I like him a lot, is Juan Soto at 4,700. If you do like a two-man Rendon Soto stack, I think that's sneaky nice. Don't forget Victor Robles is a nice play as well, but Juan Soto's been swinging it really, really well, and he's not worried about Noah Syndergaard. When it comes to Soto, he's coming off a 30-point game yesterday, then like a 0-0, a 22. When he's gone off, he's gone off, and Soto's got that ability to help you in GPPs in a big way. Whit Merrifield at 46, talked about him already. Nick Castellanos at 45 versus Junis, another nice play as well. The farther we go down here, like a Conforto can be GPP relevant at 41. Mentioned Trey Mancini already. Nico Goodrum again at 39. Victor Robles at 39. Two guys are liking that lower range if you need some savings in the outfield. Definite options for you there. Jorge Soler, don't sleep on him, batting in the middle of that Kansas City order at 38. So you get some definite salary relief in some of these games. Piscotty and Ramon Laureano at 3,800 each. Laureano had another bomb last night. Both in a great spot there versus E-Rod in that matchup. Mark Canha at 37. Again, more and more salary relief. Brandon Nimmo likely leading off for Strasburg at 36. But another one I like, Alex Gordon, but hitting cleanup went deep yesterday. He's $3,500 versus Turnbull. This is an outstanding relief play. If you still want to pay up elsewhere and just one-off with salary like I did with Steven Duggar yesterday, Gordon's interesting. 25, 4, 5, 12, 8. So he's had at least 4 points. So in cash games, he's at least not getting you a zero. And he's had 8 or more in 3 of those 5, which, you know, you take at $3,500 all day long. So keep an eye on a guy like Alex Gordon against Turnbull and then that Detroit bullpen. Chad Pinder at 35 in play. And then Robbie Grossman down there, if he cracks the lineup at 33, is an option as a cheapie as well. So a lot of cheap options in that Oakland Boston game and in Detroit and Kansas City that you can pick apart there and then target the big arms, or you can get different and go cheap and get some of the big bats and don't sleep on the Nationals, as that's going to be very, very interesting. So that's kind of the approach to the bats. I'd go there. Again, you're pitching. It's Paxton, Strasburg, Thor up top. All really good option. Paxton's obviously the best against that Baltimore, bad Baltimore offense, but all can be put into play for you. And then when you look at Jake Junis, Erod in the middle, I go Junis, you know, weather-wise, Detroit offense, so on and so forth. And then Turnbull down below is kind of how I break it all down. All right, let's get into your four-game main slate. Not nearly as good when it comes to pitching as this early slate, but you got, again, cold weather in Cleveland, wind blowing in at 12 miles an hour from right field, and Chicago, Atlanta blowing in from 11 miles an hour from center. Trevor Bauer, 11-3 versus the Blue Jays, is outstanding. That Blue Jays offense has been atrocious. It's one of those, if they hit Trevor Bauer, so be it. I'll just live with it. You just pay for Trevor Bauer. You take the chalk. You move on. He had 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 earned run, 9 Ks in his first start at Minnesota for 30 DraftKings points. He's in a great, great spot here against Toronto. I don't even have to break it down much more. That's just sugarcoating at its finest. Yu Darvish is at 83. He's interesting, but he's kind of broken right now, so I'm going to stay away from that one, maybe even target some Atlanta bats. But I'd slide down to a guy like Tyler Mahle at $7,900. This slate's really, really rough when it comes to pitching, like I said. So you're going to have to take some chances here. Mahle's making his debut of the season. He was supposed to start on Wednesday. Got moved over here to Thursday. Let Luis Castillo go and pitch at home. Maybe as a reverse splits there, a home road splits that Castillo's had in his whole career. Maybe they were smart about that. But Mahle got pushed back to today. He is, you know, he was once not a high prospect, but still a pretty good young arm. We saw bits and pieces of it at times last year. Pittsburgh has a 4.1 team total. Lefties did hit 372, but righties 297 off Mahle. So like Adam Frazier, Corey Dickerson, Josh Bell, there is some life there in that Pirates lineup. At the same time, on a slate like this, I don't mind taking a chance on a Tyler Mahle in a ballpark like PNC Park. Take advantage of the ballpark shift. You can look at a Tyler Mahle. Other than that, though, you got Max Fried at $7,300. I think this is very, very interesting. The Cubs are a scary, scary offense. No sugarcoating that at all. He's made a couple appearances out of the bullpen. He's been stretched out all spring. Hopefully he gets you 4 or 5, maybe 6 innings here. He's $7,300. We'll have to watch reports throughout the day to kind of see what kind of pitch count they're going to have him on. The Cubs, we know, is a great offense. They have a 4.1 team total. They had reverse splits on Fried last year, 318 average for lefties, 335 for righties. But the Cubs offense, A, you know, Tejeron got you over 17 DraftKings points last night. You would take that on this slate for Fried at $7,300. We got the wind blowing in hard from center field in this matchup. Max Fried had a K rate of almost 30% last year. I know that's a little inflated, but he also walked a lot of guys at 50% and a ground ball rate of 52%, a 15% walk rate. So it's a lot of hit and miss with a young pitcher like Max Fried, but at one point in time, he was one of the top heralded prospects in that Atlanta farm system. So Fried at $7,300 is a really, really intriguing GPP play, a really intriguing play to match up with Trevor Bauer and get some bats on the slate. So I don't hate that at all. And then the last guy I'll mention here is Aaron Sanchez. Like, similar to the early slate, if you want to do Turnbull and Junis in the same game, if you want to go Trevor Bauer and Aaron Sanchez in the same game, I don't hate it. The weather is going to be, like I said, so cold, wind blowing in, and a bad, bad Indians offense. Sanchez went 5 shutout innings against Detroit his first time out, 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks for 23 DraftKings points. Again, facing a Cleveland team that is just so, so bad to start the year here. They have a team total of 4.13. You know, Sanchez has been hit hard in recent years, but we saw what he did in his first outing with stuff we've seen in his previously in his career when he was on, and in this matchup is somebody he can exploit on a small slate at 7,000. So, again, Bauer up top all by himself. If you go below that, I got Sanchez 1, Fried 2, Mahle 3. But it's kind of an ownership deal and kind of how you, where you're building with your bats, because they're all kind of about the same for me. But I think Fried's might have the most upside, and then Sanchez might be the quote-unquote safest, which is scary to say for any pitcher at this price range on this slate. And then Mahle's just that guy that I can see doing a boatload of different outcomes. That could be from really, really good to really, really sketchy. All right, let's check out the catchers on this evening slate. Wilson Contreras versus Max Fried. Fried is a lefty, so don't sleep on that one. But Fried, Contreras at 4K, and as we bombed last night, he'll be in play for you yet again. If you aren't using Molly, Cervelli hit third last night. If he's in the middle of that order at 3,700, I don't care, righty-righty, whatever. I'll look at that pretty good. A guy like Tucker Barnhart at 36 versus Lyles is in play as a nice value. Brian McCann, Flowers caught last night as expected. McCann at 34 versus Yu Darvish, I like quite a bit if you're trying to save some salary. And then Lucroy against Edison Volquez at 34 would be another salary saver I'd be looking at. First base, you got Rizzo versus the lefty Fried at $4,800. Rizzo does hit lefties very well. But, you know, Votto let us all down. You can go back there if you want at 47. I do like Freddie Freeman at 46 quite a bit in that matchup. When you look at the Atlanta Braves, they have the second highest total at 4.4. Lefties 315, righties 344 versus Darvish last year. So a lot to like there. The Angels have the highest total at 4.6. And Edison Volquez has reverse splits of 276 lefty, 537 righty. Very small sample last year. Very small sample. Back to first base, though. You got like Carlos Santana versus Aaron Sanchez is intriguing. Jake Bowers is intriguing. Hanley Ramirez, they're all intriguing plays at 43, 44, and 45. If you are fading Sanchez, you can go there. Remember, weather is not the most ideal for hitting in that matchup. Justin Bour at 41 versus Edison Volquez. That's on my radar for sure. Colin Moran and Josh Bell, 3,900 each against Tyler Molle is someone I take a peek at as well. And if you want to be really different, Matt Harvey is pitching for the Angels. The Texas Rangers are a phenomenal look. And you got Ronald Guzman at $3,700. Coming off 7 points last night. He's very, very risky. 7-0, 14-0, 9-0. So he's in every other game. So the zero might be coming up here. But Ronald Guzman at 37, a little bit of pop in that bat against a guy like Matt Harvey is interesting. Heck, you could probably even go Matt Harvey on a GPP if you wanted to, but I wasn't going to go there. Second base, you got the likes of Ozzie Albies at 4,200. Rougned Odor at 41 versus Harvey is very, very nice. Jose Peraza getting on and stealing at 4K, but Adam Frazier at 39 we like quite a bit. Coming off a nice 20-point game last night, 3-for-5, 2 doubles, a ribeye, and a stolen base. We like what Adam Frazier can do in the leadoff position there. So 3,900, like that quite a bit. Other than that, when you slide on down, Benny Zobrist at 36, switch hit and probably leading off. You could go there. But that's about all that stands out at this first look. Third base, you got Jose Ramirez, who's been really not doing much, but Eugenio Suarez at 47 is intriguing. Chris Bryant at 45 as well on the radar. You sliding on down, though, like a Derek Dietrich, he's been hitting in a decent spot in that order. He's 4K against Lyles. I really, really like his Drubal Cabrera at $4,000. There's a lot of Texas bats standing out at their price points on this slate because you're going to need to save a little bit of cash because you're going to want to get Bauer in that lineup. There's no way around it. Like when I put Cole in my lineups last night, Cole and Tyon, it was pretty much all guys anywhere between like 38 and 42 after you put $3,200 Duggar in there. So guys like Drubal Cabrera would be huge tonight at $4,000. Like that quite a bit. If not, Colin Moran at 39 is worth a look. I'd rather have Drubal all day long. He's off to an amazing start to the season. If Johan Camargo's in the lineup versus Darvish at 37, you can take a peek at that one as well. Heading over to shortstop, we got the likes of Javi Baez at 52, not bad at all. Ozzie Albies again at 42, I like that quite a bit. I like how he's second base shortstop eligible. He's coming off a big night last night. He went to Dongtown. He had a stolen base. He had 27 DraftKings points. He's averaging 13.2. Three straight games, 27, 21, and 10. Maybe Ozzie Albies is back or just having another hot start to the season. Either way, ride that train against Yu Darvish at $4,200. Again, just like his Drubal, that nice wheelhouse price point we're looking for. Ozzie Albies sliding on in. Andrelton Simmons at 39 against reverse splits. Volquez is worth the look at the shortstop position. Elvis Andrus at 39 as well against Matt Harvey, especially if you're stacking Texas. Not a bad play at all. If you want some value, Freddie Galvis at 37 versus Bauer. I'm not running to play that, but it's there. Dansby Swanson at 36. Prefer him versus a lefty. But other than that, there's not much down here. You're probably going to pay up at the shortstop position. Heading to the outfield, Mike Trout, 5,000 versus Volquez. He's almost 6K in Anaheim against Volquez, and I still like it a lot. Joey Gallo versus Harvey at 51. Sneaky, sneaky nice as well. So both two really expensive plays, very nice plays. Ronald Acuna Jr. will get overlooked on this slate. Don't ever overlook Ronald Acuna. We mentioned Darvish had some reverse splits. Darvish is kind of broken right now. And the Cubs bullpen is even worse. So Acuna at 48 could be sliding under the radar today. Really nice GPP play. Not so much cash maybe, but GPP, I like that quite a bit. Again, Jake Bowers, if you want to fade Aaron Sanchez at 44, you can go there. Kyle Schwarber, lefty-lefty, probably stay away there. Scotty Scheffler at 42 in a GPP. That's not bad. Teoscar Hernandez probably not going. I really don't want to take the Jays. I know the Jays is the super contrarian play, but I'd rather just gamble elsewhere tonight. I don't really want to make that call. But as you slide down, you're looking for value. Like a Cole Calhoun at 39 is outstanding value. Senzu Chu at 39 is, I love that play. That is a great play versus Matt Harvey. Chu is just a really good cash game play. 7 and 15 in his last two. Pure hitter, leadoff guy. Lots to like there when it comes to Senzu Chu. Like that quite a bit. If Melky Cabrera cracks the lineup at 38, you can get some salary relief there versus Tyler Molly, another left-handed bat to take a look at. Brian Goodwin's been getting in the Angels lineup. Not running to play that, but 38. If you need a last-minute punt, you can go there. Again, Ben Zobrist is 3,600. Nick Markakis at 35 is another nice one, kind of hitting early in that Braves lineup. Nice and cheap there versus Yu Darvish, so someone to take a look at there. Other than that, that's all that's really standing out here at this first look as we break it all down. So recapping your pitching for this main slate, Bauer, 11-3, get him in your lineup. If he doesn't pitch well, so be it. And then down below, I got Aaron Sanchez, Max Fried, Tyler Molle. All interesting. You can probably even throw Matt Harvey in that mix because it's just a smorgasbord of interesting. I'll start with Sanchez based on the environment, but if you don't want to pair him up with Bauer, I get it. You can gamble GPPs with Fried, Molle a little safer than Fried, and you go from there. Let's check out your BVP on this four-game early, four-game late, eight-game overall slate. See what we can find, any gems here. Again, I mentioned Anthony Rendon earlier. Just look at his BVP. He's 10 for 29, a 345 average, two doubles and two home runs off of Syndergaard. Soto 4 for 9 with a double. Even Victor Robles has taken him deep. So there is a little bit to like there if you're going contrarian. When it comes to the Yankees versus Alex Cobb, Voit, Torres, Sanchez, Judge, Gardner, and Tulo have all taken him deep. They have a 322 WOBA and a 231 ISO. It's, pound town. Pound town. Chad Pinder, Piscotty, Kendrys Morales have all taken E-Rod deep. Kendrys 8 for 27, three doubles and a homer. Pinder a double and a homer. A little bit to like there. They have a 280 WOBA, 157 ISO. Not great, but some guys, some of those lefty mashers getting it in. Going down farther, though, Corey Dickerson has taken Tyler Molle deep twice. Joey Votto, 7 for 14, two doubles, two homers off of Lyles. Peraza, Puig, and Kemp have taken him deep. Lyles is very attackable. This Reds lineup, not a huge sample, but a 512 WOBA, 328 ISO, lots of power there. It's not the best ballpark. If they're in Great American, that'd be a lot better. Albert Pujols, 5 for 12, the double and two homers off Volquez. Lucroy, cheap catching option. He's 10 for 30 with a double off of Edison Volquez. Other than that, that's your BVP on this slate, and that's your four-game early and four-game slate breakdown. Again, go check out thequantedge.com, $25 off your season package of MLB DFS, or if you just want to try everything, all sports, for your first month, at $19.99, use promo code Bubba. Also, if you want a lot of free content, go to Fantasy Sports Degens. We got you covered in season-long baseball. You got the Quick Hits podcast there every day. You got a great Slack chat popping off on all sports, golf covered. You got soccer and much, much more. So go check it out over there at the FantasySportsDegens.com or on Twitter at FantasyDegens. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you give me a rating and review on this podcast, I'd much, much appreciate it. But good luck on this Thursday. Four-game slates are very, very interesting. So go check it out. Be careful. Be safe. Hit us up in the chats, the Discord, or the Slack chat. We'll help you out as best as we can. But good luck on this slate. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 4th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.